Displaced residents in Haines want safer access to their homes on Beach Road, and science teacher Mark Fontenot will retire at the end of the school year. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. State and local officials are hiring a consultant to assess ongoing hazards in Haines caused by a landslide that swept across Beach Road. Meanwhile, some displaced residents say they're still cut off from their properties and in the dark about what comes next. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Todd and Amber Winkle walk past a roadblock and up a snowy hill to where the slide came down across Beach Road. They're making their way across the landslide on foot to check on their property.
The slide rotated this house a little bit off its foundation. This house is totaled. The mud's through the front room. And then...
Burns was like right
yeah.
here.
And Burn and Wendy's cabin.
It's been over a month since the landslide swept across the road, killing two people, destroying three homes, and forcing dozens of residents to evacuate. Debris still blocks the road, and homes have been cut off from the power grid. Todd Winkle says that without electricity and road access, he and his neighbors struggle to return to their homes and keep them from deteriorating.
We have to carry gas cans across. Our neighbors in their 70s having to walk this, that our cars are stuck over there, and we're being told, well, we'll help you with one car, and that's not even happening really fast. And without vehicles, people staying in small apartments, you know, real small apartments that they're not used to, and no schedule, no plan.
The Haynesboro closed the 2,000-foot stretch of Beach Road affected by the slide due to safety concerns. Initially, it threatened to prosecute anyone who tries to enter the closed area. After meeting with residents, Mayor Douglas Olrude changed that. Beach Road residents may cross, but only at their own risk. Over the past month, homeowners have made trips by boat and on foot to maintain their property, collect belongings, or just spend the night in their own bed. Winkle, like many other Beach Road residents, wants to clear a path for a temporary road to make access easier and safer.
We're putting people at risk every time we try and do stuff out here, and we're not doing it the safest way we possibly can because they won't allow us to punch a road. We have to figure out the least risky way to help these people return to their lives and help them save their property. And doing nothing is not an acceptable answer.
Local contractors say they are up to the task and have offered to do the work for free. But right now, the Haynesboro and Alaska Department of Transportation are contracting a geotechnical engineering consultant to assess the landslide hazard and see if a temporary road is even feasible right now. Aerial surveys of the slide revealed a large crack in the hillside above Beach Road. During a meeting to update Beach Road residents last week, Deanne Stevens with the Alaska Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys said there are still a lot of questions about what kind of risk it poses.
At this point, with the little bit of data that we have, you know, we can't say if it's towards the smaller end of the possible spectrum or towards the larger end. We also don't know if it does fail, what's the actual nature of how it will fail? You know, which way will it tip when it goes? Will it go down the same route as the current Beach Road slide, or will it go off to the south?
Over the next few months, the plan is to have the consultant develop a report on the slide area to inform decisions about restoring road access, reoccupying homes, and resuming the search for two residents who were swept by the slide and have yet to be found. Many Beach Road residents say they are frustrated by a lack of communication with officials charged with making crucial decisions about the future of their homes. Winkle says he doesn't know what the criteria is for determining when their neighborhood is safe again.
We've already been told it's unsafe, and we know that there is a crack in the ground up there. From our perspective, if you know there's something unsafe, you don't study it for a year while people are crossing underneath. You take mitigative actions, and you take care of the risk. Our concern is that we could study this thing forever and still never be able to say it's safe, and what have we gained? In the meantime, we live in limbo.
DOT officials say that the consultant will complete the first phase of its fieldwork in about 6 weeks. At that point, information may be available to help the borough make a decision about temporary road access for vehicles. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Veteran science teacher Mark Fontenot will retire from the Haines High School at the end of the school year. Mr. Fontenot has been the high school science teacher in Haines for the last 26 years. He says it's with a mixture of melancholy and excitement that he announces his retirement.
I feel incredibly fortunate to have been able to teach at such an amazing school with such just uncommonly wonderful students. I just think that we have a top-notch school in an incredible place, and that we take great advantage of that and get to work with kids that are really real, really authentic, real Alaskan kids.
In his announcement to the superintendent and school board, he wrote that teaching in the district has been his life's greatest pride. He says he can't imagine a better experience as an educator, largely due to the long-term relationships with students and colleagues. Fontenot describes himself as a wannabe tinkerer and inventor, and he has a post-retirement to-do list to prove it. Travel, welding projects, and getting current on his pilot's license. But there are still a few months of classes to go.
I'm going to go out with a bang. I'm not going to fizzle out. I was really committed to moving on before I lost passion for what I was doing. I think everyone's had teachers that probably should have retired years before they did. I didn't want to be that guy.
That's a literal bang. Fontenot says he plans to blow a few things up in science class before he hangs up his safety goggles. Fontenot plans to maintain his primary residence in Haines after retirement and to add his name to the substitute teacher roster. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.